You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your hosts, George Papazov and Mark Borscht.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast. This is your host, Mark Borscht, and today I'm going to be running solo, and I'll be discussing with you guys how to break through trading plateaus and level up your trading. So whether you are already consistently profitable or you're a break-even trader that's struggling to achieve that consistent profitability, there's going to come a time, or many times to be quite frank, in your journey when you feel that all of the effort you're putting into trading is not really providing for that steady improvement in results that you instinctively know that you deserve. So if you've been trading for any bit of time and you've stopped seeing improvements in your trading, or your results have started to, quote, flatline, then you're likely at a plateau in your current journey. And you're going to know this to be true because you're almost going to feel as if you're stuck with a certain result or lack thereof. Now, I know from personal experience how frustrating plateaus can be. So if you're going through one at the current stage of your journey, then this episode is really meant to help you understand the general process that leads to plateaus so that you guys can break through them and level up your trading. Now, before we dive into the meat and potatoes of today's topic, I'm going to share a quick message as the sponsor of this podcast, Trade Pro Academy. So guys, if you are new to this podcast, we run Trade Pro Academy here, which is a trading education firm. And one of the big benefits of being part of the Trade Pro community is the importance of having a mentor. So we treat everybody here as family. And one of the options that we actually provide to our members is the option to take on one-on-one personal coaching. Now, the benefit of this is that if you're going through a plateau in your journey, having a mentor, having somebody with experience can really help you identify areas of strengths and weaknesses in your trading so that you can better work on those to improve your game plan and your execution at the end of the day. So we offer optional private one-on-one coaching to our members. You can check us out at tradeproacademy.com. So that is our quick message here from the sponsor, and let's get back to the show. So what is a plateau? A plateau is simply a state of little or no change following a period of activity or progress. Now, if you were to relate this back to trading, all right, an example could be something of a trader that might be consistently making, say, $200 a day. And when they start their day and they start executing their trades, they are used to that $200 a day. Now, if they try to increase their daily profit target to something, you know, maybe doubling it to, say, $400 a day, when they are in the market at that time, they might find themselves really struggling to produce the similar results that they were producing when going for $200 a day, right? And so that is essentially a ceiling. That's a mental ceiling for the trader, because at $200 a day, you're going to be risking less to make that amount as you would if you're, you know, increasing your daily profit target to about 400, right? You're going to be increasing the risk that you take on in order for that increased reward. And that, to some people, might provide somewhat of a ceiling as far as, you know, mindset. The mindset might not be at a $400 a day trader. The mindset might be stuck at $200 a day. And this can provide somewhat of a challenge and lead to struggles for this trader to produce those similar results. Another type of plateau could be for a trader that's struggling to find consistent profitability. You know, a trader that might even be somewhat of a break-even trader, you know, not necessarily losing all their money, but not at that stage of consistent profitability. This kind of trader might be somebody that's able to locate great trading setups, but when it actually comes time to execution and trade management, that is the part that they fumble on. And that's going to leave them with less than desirable results. All right. So regardless of where you are in your journey, plateaus are things that can happen. So if you are the trader that's maybe break even and you're trying to find consistent profitability, you know, there is some work to be done. Just understand that you've got to work through it. All right. Plateaus are natural in life. All right. And whether you're already an experienced trader, you might already be at that stage of consistent profitability and you're having issues trying to scale up maybe your position size or your profit targets. I'm going to speak on a couple of actionable tips and tricks that you guys can implement in order to break through that plateau. Now, when a trader reaches a plateau, there's effectively two decisions that can be made. All right. The first decision is to get frustrated and to quit. All right. And as trade pros, we know that you guys are not quitters, but that is the first decision you can make. The other decision you can make is to decide to strap in and really develop the mental edge to help you level up. All right. And so let's break this down in a little bit more detail. So we're going to walk through a typical trader's journey. All right. So when a trader starts their trading journey, you know, optimism, enthusiasm, it is at its highest. All right. They're in it to win it and they tend to see results relatively quickly. And these results might not necessarily be profits at first, but they might be signs that you're actually improving in what you're learning. Right. So many new traders, when they start out, they kind of want to learn how to read the markets, read charts. So initially when you start, you know, it's kind of like the honeymoon phase if you start working out, for example. If you're a new person to the gym, then when you start off in the gym, you're typically going to find that you progress a lot faster at the beginning because everything's still new. Your body hasn't adapted to the training, so you're going to be seeing good progress day over day, week over week. Each time you do a workout, you should be able to do either more reps, more weight, or more reps with the same weight. And that kind of relates back to trading. Generally, when you start off, you want to learn how to read the markets. You want to learn how to hypothesize trading ideas. And when you're starting off, you know, the signs of progress are, for example, something like learning to identify market structure, planning out trade ideas, and then actually seeing those trades playing out as per your analysis, right? So right off the bat, you're building confidence in your ability as a trader because what you're studying, you're putting into practice in application and you're seeing results. And the results, like I said, they don't have to be profits at first. It could just be kind of confirmation that what you're studying is actually working, right? So after you spend some time learning how to read the markets, the next step generally tends to be finding a strategy, all right? You find your strategy, you take it into the demo environment, and you know, you might be applying that strategy in the demo environment, and it might be going well for you, all right? It might be going well for you for some time, which, you know, after a couple of weeks or after a couple of months, some people like to spend in demo really building their understanding of their strategy. And once they determine that their results are good enough in demo, they can replicate them in real live capital environments. This leads to the next step in the journey, which is funding their first live account. All right. Now, the journey up until this point is relatively rewarding, because there are steady improvements that the trader will observe, which offers further motivation to keep pursuing the goal of consistent profitability. Now, after some time in the live markets, the result might not be the same as what they were experiencing in the demo environment. All right. And this is likely due to the fact that real money is on the line. All right, when real money is on the line, you've got real emotions tied into it, right? When you're demo trading, there's no emotions tied into that. So you might be using that strategy and applying that strategy perfectly. However, when it comes time to trading that strategy live, you might have not factored in things such as your emotions, such as your mindset, right? Where in demo trading, you might take several trades back to back, even if the first couple are losers. When it's time to trade live capital and your mindset's not in the right place, who knows whether you're actually going to keep following that strategy, right? You might take one or two losses in the live account and decide, oh man, this thing's not working. And that third trade that you should have taken, as you would have in demo, you don't take in the live environment because now your mindset's beat down. All right, now your mindset's beat down and you don't take that trade. And what if that's the one trade, if you're using correct risk management, that puts you back to green for the session? All right, not too many people consider this. And this is really the part where the plateaus can start for the newer traders. All right, so instead of seeing those daily improvements and feeling good about the progress, the trader might start focusing on their results or the lack thereof and get discouraged because they're not making any money. In fact, they might be losing money and losing confidence. Now, this is somewhat of a normal part of the journey. And the unfortunate reality is that a lot of traders never really give themselves a real chance at success before deciding to quit. And this is usually the point at which it happens. All right. They don't give themselves a chance. They either blow the account chasing ego trades or revenge trades and decide, you know what, this isn't for me, I'm going to quit. And these are not the trade pros. However, those that endure this stage are the ones that double down on their efforts and they continue to push forward towards their goals, regardless of the current results. Those that get frustrated, they stop working as hard and they eventually quit. Now, again, this is something that we like to relate back to performance athletics. If you think about it for a moment, you see something similar in athletes, right? Athletes that make massive improvements in their performance early on in training, it might be preseason or even early on in the active season, only to see that these improvements slow down or even come to a halt as the season progresses. So do these athletes quit? No, that's not even a consideration. Imagine Steph Curry getting into a bit of a rut. Is he going to quit doing what he does? No, he's going to double down. He's going to work even harder in the gym after practice, before practice, to get out of the plateau. All right. And that comes with making some changes. Oftentimes, when plateaus come, it's as a result of doing things the same way and expecting to achieve different results. All right. And so, as athletes, what they focus on is making small changes that will help them overcome the plateau in order to level up. And that's exactly what I'm going to discuss with you guys next. So now that you've kind of identified what a plateau is, some of the different circumstances around these plateaus, depending on your journey, whether it's a plateau for a newer trader or whether an experienced trader is running into a plateau with their results, here are some steps that you guys can use to break through these plateaus and to level up your trading. So, step number one, you've got to understand the process. All right, it's almost like a general market cycle or even a seasonal cycle. Plateaus are part of progress and growth. And so how it generally works is you're going to find that when you start something, the improvements and the results, even the progress, are going to come quickly and often. All right. And you'll see this, you know, day in, day out, especially as a newer trader, you're going to be learning things in and out. You're going to be learning different things. You're going to learn how to read charts, risk management, how to build a plan, etc. And then you're going to be applying that stuff. It's going to help you grow. And oftentimes what follows improvements and progress is regressions and plateaus. All right. And this is a natural cycle. If you imagine a chart, a stock, for example, that is making higher highs and higher lows, that's essentially how this cycle works. All right. You're making improvements. These are your higher highs. You're making progress. These are also your higher highs. And then you get into a sort of sideways period where what you were doing before is no longer really providing that improvement and that progress that you've been seeing up until that point. And this is really where the regressions and the plateaus start to come through. Now, to break through the plateaus is going to require some more growth, all right? And once you make that growth, once you bust through that ceiling that you've ran into, it's going to lead to another period of improvements and growth. And guess what's going to happen? That is going to eventually taper off again, and it's going to lead to another plateau. Now, let me save you a lot of time if you're reading this, or rather if you're listening to this, and you're saying, well, if I'm constantly going to be improving and then getting into a plateau, does it really make sense to do this? Well, if you can't accept this fact, then you might want to reconsider trading. Because at the end of the day, trading is about consistent growth. And the times where you might not be experiencing that consistent growth, that's really going to challenge you and your reasons for trading, right? It's going to challenge your why statement. Why am I trading? So just understand that if you're going to be getting into this business, there are going to be a plethora of plateaus, right? Trading, I like to say that trading is just a matter of going two steps forward and one step back, all right? Because you're always, as you progress, as you go through your trading journey, you're always gonna run into new obstacles, new challenges. And it's how you deal with those challenges that determines whether you're gonna continue to grow or whether you're gonna get stuck at that level. So if I refer back to my earlier example about a consistent trader that's, you know, consistently making $200 a day, and then they have issues scaling up to $400 a day, they might be stuck at the mentality of a $200 a day trader and not necessarily be at the mentality of a $400 a day trader. All right. And until they're able to grow and improve their mindset and their skills to being that of a $400 trader, they're going to be stuck at that plateau. All right. So if somebody that's making $200 a day can't step up to make $400, it doesn't mean that they're a bad trader. You can be a great $200 a day trader and be a sucky $400 a day trader. But there is progress to be made. All right. And that is really the first way to get there, is to understand this process. Understand that progress ebbs and flows. All right. It's not going to be a straight line. You know, I wish it was, but it's not the case, right? The real reality is that progress takes time. It's a marathon. Trading is a marathon. And you're going to have to go with those ebbs and flows in order to get to your ultimate end goal. Now, the second step that you can take towards breaking through a trading plateau is to not be a complainer, all right? If you're sitting around and complaining about your circumstances and your challenges, then guess what? You're living in effect of your external environment, and you're giving away control to make the required changes. What you've got to do here is you've got to shift to living at cause and work towards abundance. So we've spoken on this topic several times throughout the entirety of this podcast, not necessarily several episodes, but we touch on this quite often. And, you know, if you're new, let me summarize this again. So if you're living in effect of your external circumstances, effectively what you're doing is you're removing accountability, all right? You are not accountable for your results. So if you're a complainer and you find yourself complaining that, oh, you know, the market's rigged, I shouldn't have done this. I knew I was going to get stopped out because of XYZ reasons. You know, those algorithms, those Wall Street traders, they've got, you know, they've got information, they've got access to technology that we don't. You know, those are all examples of living in effect of your external environment. What you want to do is you want to shift to living at cause. Because what happens when you shift to living at cause, you are accountable, all right? You take responsibility for the circumstances, for the experiences in your life. And in doing so, you give yourself the control to make the required changes to get to where you want. Now, shifting to living at cause is not enough. All right, that's one piece of the puzzle. The next piece is to work towards abundance. Because even if you're living at cause, if you're in the scarcity mindset, all right, if you're in the scarcity mindset, meaning that a majority of your thoughts are about lack, about not having enough, right? I want to trade because I don't have enough to pay my bills, for example. You know, you could still be living at cause, but you're working with a scarcity mindset. In order to really break through plateaus and get your mindset in the right place, you're going to have to align living at cause with working towards abundance and not in scarcity. Because I've said this before, if you're working at living at cause and your mindset is focused on abundance, guess what that's going to do for you if you run into challenges? You're not going to be focused on the challenge in itself. You're going to be focused on the solutions to overcome the challenge, right? Whereas if you're living in effect and you are living in a lack mindset, as soon as that challenge or plateau comes up, you know, you're going to be looking at all the reasons why this is a bad thing and why this is against you, why everything's against you. That's not the right place to be at. So do not be a complainer if you run into a trading plateau. Understand that there is a process to these things. You know, plateaus come as a result of making improvements and growth. So understand that you're in one part of the process and that if you double down and you work on your mindset, you can get back to the improvement part of that cycle. So that is step number two that you can take towards breaking through that plateau and leveling up your trading. Number three, how you can break through a trading plateau. This step is really that your biggest improvements in your trading happen when you're not actually trading. How crazy does that sound? All right, let me repeat that. Your biggest improvements in your trading happen when you're not actually trading. All right, and the biggest strides in your journey happen not when you're trading, but with what you do with the time when you're not trading. If you hit a plateau in your journey, then you shouldn't be spending time outside of the market. Rather, you should be spending time outside of the markets, working on your trading plan, studying and reviewing your trading journal to find strengths and weaknesses and inefficiencies that you can then further optimize to get you to that next level. All right. So we see this quite a lot, especially, you know, George and Victorio, as they do a majority of the coaching at TradePro Academy. You know, a lot of the times people seem to be struggling and stuck in plateaus. Oftentimes, you know, when George and Vic ask, you know, do you have a trading journal? Can you share your plan with me? They aren't really able to provide anything, right? So how do you expect to improve if you're not tracking data? And if you're not working on yourself outside of the market hours? If you relate this back to trading, athletic sports again, right? When you're in the game time situation, that's not what really matters. What matters is how you train, how you practice when you're not in game time, because how you practice during practice and during the off season is what's going to affect how you perform during the game, right? So if you're not doing anything outside of the actual game time, how do you expect to perform when it is game time? All right, so big step here is to really prioritize what you do outside of market hours. If you're breaking through that plateau, reviewing your trading journal, reviewing your trading plan, you know, looking at your journal and just going back through maybe the last week or the last month, look through your trades. All right.
Are there weaknesses and strengths in what you're doing? Can you identify something that if you remove that from your plan or if you stop doing that, can make you a more profitable trader? I'll give you an example. A lot of people like to fade. All right. But the easiest money is to be made when trading with the trend as a trend trader, right? So if you look back at, let's say your last week, let's say you look back at your last week and you can see, all right, I had some good days and I had some bad days, but on the days I had bad days, maybe my first couple of trades were fades. And then you look at your good days and you can see, you know what? I didn't fade that day. I followed the trend and I was patient and I waited for my setup. So there you go. That might be the thing that breaks you through this plateau. Maybe you stop fading. It doesn't mean you have to stop fading forever, but at this point in your journey, fading's not really doing you very good. So maybe it's time to remove that and just focus on your strengths, which might be trading with the trend. And again, this happens outside of market hours. If you're trying to figure things out during market hours in the moment, you're going to be struggling and you're going to have a really tough time. So again, step number three, biggest improvements happen when you're not trading. So spend the time outside of market hours, pre-market and post-market, analyzing your journal and analyzing your plan. You might be able to make a simple change that helps you break through that plateau and level up your trading. So we've covered three steps so far. Let's get into the fourth step. So the fourth step we've kind of identified that can help you break through a trading plateau is to simply watch the markets without trading. Now, I'm going to relate this back to athletic sports again, and this time it's with regards to game tapes. All right. When an athletic team is going to be playing another team, more likely than not, before they play that team, they're going to have a team meeting where they review game tapes. All right. They're going to review game tapes of their competitors, and they're also going to review their own game tapes to understand their opponents, to understand their strengths and weaknesses, and to also review their own strengths and weaknesses and how they can challenge the opponents to get a win out of that game. So similarly to how athletes review game tape to understand their opponents, you should take some time to just watch the markets without actually trading. And this might sound a little counterintuitive. I'm not telling you to watch the markets and demo trade. I'm telling you to just simply watch the markets. Now, the reason for this is because if you're just watching the markets without trading, it's going to help you recalibrate and help you get a pulse on the markets. So if you're finding that you might be in a plateau because you're having a difficult time reading the market, what better way is there to maybe spend some time just watching? Just watch how the market's moving. Watch how the market's reacting. Learn to understand the, you know, kind of characteristics of how a market moves, right? So here at TradePro, we specialize in trading futures primarily. So we are watching the S&P 500 as well as the NASDAQ and crude oil. Those are the main markets. But the ES, for example, we watch that on a daily basis. So at any point in time, we kind of know how she moves. We know the general ranges, how she tends to move when it's slower conditions, how it tends to move during higher volatility conditions. And we just know, all right? We know when the market in question is acting as quote unquote it should and when it's acting erratically. So by understanding this, building an understanding of how a market tends to move, some of the subtle characteristics of it, it's going to help you in the long run when it's actually time to trade. So when there is skin in the game, all right, rather when there is no skin in the game, it really affords you the opportunity to observe the market objectively and identify where you might be going wrong in your approach. Maybe it's a fact that you've got the right analysis, but you're taking trades that end up making you chase the market instead of objectively analyzing it, you know, from a neutral standpoint. So step number four that you can take to break through that trading plateau is just to simply watch the markets, observe them without trading. You can still draw out your zones. That's a great idea. And just see how they react to it. Maybe in this time where you spend observing, you come through a breakthrough, right? You might get an aha moment and you might say, all right, well, every time the market comes into this level or it comes into one of my zones, this is what it looks like when the zone doesn't hold. This is what the market tends to do when my zone holds. All right. So now knowing this information, you can refine your trading plan. All right. So you guys see how we're kind of building that process to help you break through those plateaus. But it all starts with understanding the process and not getting discouraged when you fall into a plateau. A plateau is essentially a sign that you're actually growing, right? Because if you're not at a stage where there is a plateau, you haven't really made any progress. And this is just a natural cycle. So step number five, and this isn't a plug because we do offer this, but find a mentor, all right? Think about this. Just like Tiger Woods has a swinging coach, I'm sure he's probably got a different coach for driving woods and driving irons and even the short game. Just like Steph Curry has a shooting coach, just like professional drivers, for example, they've got mentors. A mentor can help you overcome trading plateaus by identifying your strengths and weaknesses and helping you work on these. All right. A mentor is somebody that's got more experience than you and is achieving the results that you're looking to achieve. So in their experience, they can see where you are at your stage in your journey, and they might be able to offer some advice or some tips or some recommendations that you might not get to on your own by doing it solo. And this is why we highly, highly, highly recommend joining a community and finding a reputable mentor, because it can be that one step or that one tip that makes you think about something in a way that you might have not considered before. And that just might be what takes you through your plateau, by implementing something that your mentor, who's got more experience than you, suggests. All right. So step number five is to find a mentor. And finally, the final step that I've got here that can help you get through that breakthrough of the trading plateau and level up your trading, is that consistency is key. All right. Not really much of a step, but I thought I'd throw this in here anyway. The most important thing in busting through trading plateaus is to create a process and to stick with it regardless of the short-term results. When you only focus on the results, you cloud your judgment. Now, instead, you want to consistently focus on the process and executing it flawlessly. Because when you focus on the results, you are no longer in an objective state of mind. All right, think about athletes again. If an athlete is focusing on the score of a game, they're not really affecting the result of the game, right? Whereas if an athlete's thinking about scoring in the course of a game, that can reflect itself on the scoreboard, right? The athlete's not focusing on, I got to score another goal. The athlete's focusing on executing their skills and talents in a manner that's going to get them what they want. And in doing so, that's going to affect the result of the game that they're in. So just as much as you would as a trader, you don't want to focus on the score as you're playing the game. You want to focus on the process and on execution. And then based on how you execute your process, the results are going to line up, right? If you follow your process, whether it's a win or a loss, you are going to be getting the results that you need because you're following the process and not focusing on the results. So consistency is key here, guys. All right. Consistency is key. Once you identify, you know, once you go through the prior five steps, you identify some strengths and weaknesses that you can work on You've got to stay consistent in your application to get you through that trading plateau. Because if you think you can get through this half-heartedly, you know, you might have to reconsider what you're trying to achieve. The only way to break through a trading plateau is to be consistent in your execution and in your application of the process. So that's what I've got for you guys today. It's a relatively shorter episode, but I'm here by myself and we don't got Georgie to take us off cuff here. So I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Like I said, that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen. If you can think of one person that might find today's message particularly helpful on their journey, please, please feel free to share this episode with them using your social media channels. Or just share these episodes with your entire network. You know, if it helps you, if you found value out of it, more likely than not, there's going to be someone in your network that's going to find value from it as well. Also, at the same time, if you guys enjoy listening to these podcasts, or if this is your first time listening, we'd really, really appreciate you guys dropping into iTunes, leaving us a rating and review. That's really going to help us out with getting to a large audience. And finally, if you guys have any feedback or some suggestions on future topics, we're all ears. Just send us an email to podcast@tradeproacademy.com. Until next time, everyone, good luck and good trading. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.